the 24th, 2022. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Miraj Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Assalamu alaikum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the Tafsir of Imam Wasiuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blocktalkradiomirajspeaks.com and you'll be able to listen to the talk that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua and then we will continue where we left off yesterday. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihi al-kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. Satan feared God, tell man to disbelieve. Iblis was a jinn. Jinn and men created to worship Allah. So Satan seems that he understood that if the angels didn't, and he said, none will be spared but your special ones that you choose, meaning I'm going to get the masses of them, the majority of them, I'm going to mess them up. I'm going to bring out their weaknesses and show you that this was a mistake. This is Satan talking to God, talking to his Lord. Someone may say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not the Lord of Satan. Wasn't Satan a jinn? Before he rebelled, and aren't the jinn a creation of God? And don't the jinn say to God, my Lord, speak to you this way because I have been challenged by some of you. You won't do it until there is no witnesses around. You make sure there is no witnesses around, but you, because you don't want to ever have to answer to the believers. So you wait until nobody is around. You have me all by myself. Then you start challenging what I say, what I teach, and try to show me that you know more or better. I put myself on the same level with you. You can challenge me at any time in the open. You don't have to wait until you get me in secrecy. I'm ready to be face my shortcomings before all of the people. I'd rather be corrected than to keep going wrong. Don't worry about the security. I will tell them I invited the brother to do this. The Quran Surah 55, Ayat 1 to 4, Allah taught the Quran. The Quran Surah 10, Ayat 16, Prophet lived a lifetime amongst you. 40 Hadith, page 64, 17, excellent in everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us his own words, the Quran through Muhammad the Prophet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in one of the chapters in the Quran, Ar-Rahmanu alima Quran kalika insan. Translated, the merciful God, the beneficent, he taught the Quran to Muhammad. So there is the first creation, and then there is the second creation. Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, had already lived a perfect and excellent human life, and he was 40 years old. And his people had witnessed that his life had been such, and God chose him and made him a messenger or messengers to all the world. Rahmatan lil alamin, a mercy to all the world. So nature, the first creation, Muhammad kept perfect. So he is the first creation that had been kept intact, had not been broken or corrupted. Muhammad had lived the first creation for 40 years, and then he sought God for help, and God responded to his call for help. And he became God's messenger, and then God began to give him Quran. And the Quran created another environment for him, a word environment, a special, a spiritual and word environment was created for Muhammad, the prophet. Prayers and the peace be upon him. And God taught him with the revelation, the Quran, and he became a new creation, and he illuminated the whole world. And he is still illuminating the world. Now, that is the leaders of the Ummah. Thank God for him. That is the leader of our Ummah, Muhammad, the prophet. So you were brought out for humanity. God says of the Ummah, you were. But it means you are at the same time. It means you are. But the kuntum is revelatory. It's revealing something. And the ukurijah is the connection that we should make. That he had to bring us out. We were in our existence. We were in matter existing as a seed, needing the right environment, the right support for it to manifest or to materialize. And we got that with the Quran and Muhammad teachings. With his example, we got that. And we materialized. We manifested. We materialized as the best community on this planet Earth. Where is that community now? It is in serious trouble. It is in bad shape. God, subhanahu wa ta'ala, said that he created everything and that he inscribed upon everything excellent. If we are students of science, and I am a student of science all of my life, I have been a student of science in my formal school situation. I was a student of science. All of my life, I am a student of science. So this creation is the work of God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I love God, and I love to know his works so that I can know more about him. Science, they tell us that everything evolved from a more simple condition or a more simple composition. And like the germ of the human being, that is also given in the Quran in a different way. The germ of the human being comes as something that you could hardly see. You can't see it with your eyes. You can only see it as a milky substance or something. But with a microscope, you can see the living germ. You can actually see the living germ. And it does not look like a human being. It is looking like a little worm or something. It is not looking like a human being. But look what happens. In time, in the right environment, it becomes a man. It becomes a woman in time. But look how simple it was. So it is evolving. And really, you inside yourself, your consciousness, and everything you inside yourself years ago. So when you were a baby, you were a little bitty thing physically, materially, flesh-wise. You were crawling on your hands and knees like an animal. And you grew up with the right environment, other members of the human race. You grew up, you stood up, and you joined the adults walking on 2 feet. And doing marvelous things with your brain and your heart, etc. So this is the process. This is evolving. The Quran, Surah 56, Ayah 10, foremost in deeds. And the will of God is not for me to separate from the world. The will of God for me is to engage the world and to prove myself worthy by taking up my matter. And taking that matter to the destination. So I'm not only talking about this physical, biological body, but my responsibility in the world. I must take up my full responsibility in this material world. and take it up like I take up this job, this body, in the morning to take it to a job or take it to rescue a friend of mine. Pick it up and take up your whole responsibility. And in the world, and take it to where Allah wants it to go. That's why we are here. That's the test. And if we do, we will be very, very successful. We will be the leading ones foremost in the path of God. Yes. The Quran, Surah 56, Ayat 18 to 19. Wine, no after headache. John 2, 7 to 9. Jesus turned water to wine. So he made us to understand that Jesus did not turn drinking water into drinking wine. That is not the water that you run out of your faucet at home. The revealed truth of God is called water in Scripture, because it is only God that can lift truth up from its corrupted form, as water is lifted up from the earth by the sun and brings it up from corruption and disease and back again to the earth for our drinking, pure. So the book called the Word of Scripture is water. And Jesus was a blessed and righteous prophet, a righteous and blessed servant of God, who was blessed with the knowledge of interpretation, divine and spiritual. Wine was the word with the power to affect the heart and affect the mind and make those dead spirit Jews jump up, clap their hands, stomp their feet, and say hallelujah and amen to the word Jesus. The Quran, Surah 51, Ayat 18 to 19. Drink, no headache. John 2, 7 and 9, turn water into wine. So water, and he turned the water to wine, right? Symbolic of the social urge in the spiritual body to find the truth. The wine, you see, blood is water. Then what happens? What happens after this trip is on the part of Peter and the church. They didn't go back to the water. Jesus had transformed the water into wine. So this is not a heavy wine. This is the wine of Quran that leaves no long hangovers. Say, and they shall drink of it intoxicating drink, that not wine that leaves no hangover. It doesn't disturb his rest, and it doesn't leave any hangover. That's easy to drink. Vinegar spar wine. So now, instead of taking back to wine, took them back, not to water, pardon me, for wine. They went back further in water. So when the wine is spoiled, you don't get water, you get vinegar. You get vinegar. So vinegar mummifies life. Now, vinegar is for mummifying life, back to the oasis, back to his death, right? Mummifying life. Okay, so the vinegar is for mummifying life. It's for making life appear to be alive while it's dead. It's a substance that preserves the living appearance while the thing is dead. So they crucified Jesus right on the cross. Praise be to Allah, and I hope you do too. You remember the story of the tablets that were passed out, right? So they crucified Jesus in the ninth hour, and in the 11th hour he died. Now, the 11th hour is the hour of Christian church, Christians. And in the 11th hour, he died. What killed him? Vinegar. They put the vinegar in through his nose right away. He gave up and he died. So what is vinegar? In the Latin language, it's acetate. man God. So he killed the spirit. He gave up the spirit. That's what killed him, the spirit. So he gave up the spirit of the obedience to God as God intended for man to believe, to behave. So he gave up that spirit, seeking to connect man with. So if I could go back to my origin, if I could count on the backward half of ontology, I would find myself. And when I find myself, I would find mysticism, Catholicism, the belief that the priest has of Jesus, because they say in the beginning he was. Now, if they trace him back to the beginning, he was God, eternal God, one God, true God, but now he's put in the world and he has this total, he has this trouble against to find himself, to find his reality. So when he finds his reality, he's God again. Now, if you don't believe me, dear people, sorry for you. The point God for Catholicism, the point is Almighty God, Pope material God on earth. They don't believe there is no other God. They don't believe there is a spirit God. They don't believe no God. The point is God for them, and they, why the world of materialism tolerates the Pope. The Quran Surah 56, Ayat 18 to 19, drink no headache. Isaiah 63:3, tread wine press alone. Matthew 26:27-28, Wine, Blood, New Testament. Bukhari, page 4, 647, Prophet, Heaven, Choose Milk, Not Wine. The wine represents that which gives you good spirit. Tread means mash all the grapes out of, pardon me, tread means mash all of the juice out of the grapes. That's how they used to make the wine. So this is not talking about real wine and juice of grapes. The pressing goes back to what we said, the blood, what and goes back to the said, according to the gospel, the wine is. The wine is the blood. So wine, too, is the blood. So it means that that gives you good spirit. In the teachings of Jesus Christ, as that gives you life, makes you feel lively, makes you feel good, like they feel in the church when they are hearing the preaching. That's what the wine is. So blood, wine, red, so it means the social life. But look at the color of the blood and the wine. They are similar, right? So read so... Red, so it means the social life, a spiritual life. If you just preach to people on the spiritual, you won't be giving them life. It's like water. Water helps our thirst, but it won't make us get excited and want to go out and take charge of our life and our problems in the world. Only social teaching, teachings on a social life makes us spirited. Makes us want to go and do things together. Make us say, Assalamu alaikum, brother. Hug your brother. Sister, Assalamu alaikum. She hugs her sister. Because we are talking about the social life, our relationship with each other, our relationship in the home as a family, our relationship in this society as neighbors and friends and brothers and sisters. So this is what makes people feel good. When we are talking on these things, that's the wine, and that's the blood, and that's the light. Will Akhira behavior Muslim? The Quran Surah 57, Ayat 3, Allah is first, last, Akhwil Akhira. Akhwil for the behavior life, and Akhira intellectual life. So Akwil and Akhil refer to here and the hereafter, and also to the growth process that we understand as the behavior and intellectual development of the creatures. So behavior, learning, and life operates to improve behavior. So I am suggesting that these two terms are referring to here and hereafter, and also to the growth process that we understand as the behavior and intellectual development of the creatures. So when we talk about behavior, we are talking about something that is determined by the nature, the physical life, and its nature. So when we're talking about intellect, we are talking about something that has come out of that and has gotten vision, has gotten on that enables it to conduct itself better. So here is learning and life now operating to improve behavior, addressing a discipline, a condition, a state, an attitude. Muslim behavior has its origin in natural life. Not only does it lead Muslim natural life, it is expressively excellent of the natural life because all of our behavior is tied to nature. So even that behavior that disobeys nature is tied to nature. It would not have been possible without the nature. So Muslim intellectual life is a continuation in the natural process. El Akwil for the behavioral life, El Akhir intellectual life. Not out of the natural process, a continuation of that natural process. Muslim intellectual life, and I have associated this intellectual life now with El Akhir, El Akwira for the behavior life, and El Akhira for the intellectual life. The Quran, Surah 108, Ayat 1, we have given you the abundance. John 10:10, I come so you have life more abundantly. Revelation 7:17, feed lamb in the midst of the throne. So in the scripture it says, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So we think it means more power. It means more growth. You must bear fruit. Isn't that another saying of the book? I'm talking about the Western book. You must bear fruit. That is the condition. Another place says, feed my lamb. I come that you will have life and have it more abundantly. So what am I saying this for? I am saying this to show you that the Quran and the Bible are saying the same and essential thing. But one book has been twisted, altered. So on the surface, servers are the ends contrary to what God intended. So as the Quran is the correct book, pure, and straight, upright, honest, just perfect, not deception in it at all. So it is a book without deception. Sheikh originally means understanding. Intellectual means fixed in jurisprudence. Since by intellectual we mean not the ordinary meaning, because when we say intellectual we mean smart. We mean fix. What is this word translated for fix? It's jurisprudence, law. But that is not the meaning that I am referring to now. I am referring to the first meaning of this word. The scholars in Syria or law, they acknowledge that the meaning of fix today is not what it meant in the time of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. It's now applying to the accumulation of legal discussions by the Jewish elect. So So it is referring to that. But originally, what did it mean? Understanding, correct understanding is fit. So the right understanding, and there is full fit for everything in the Quran. That is fit not only for the Quran. There is fit for the Sunnah. So what it means? Movement of scripture. How do we know? Because the hunger in the people of scripture, from book to book, cover to cover, is the hunger for understanding. The word implies scientific reality. And it is a matter of historical reports, of history, that this religion, as taught by Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, acknowledged the sciences and brought back higher learning to the dark world at that time, and made possible the rejuvenation of the higher sciences that spread it from Arabia into Spain and other parts of the world at that time, and was finally taken over, that scientific inquiry, by the Western world. So many of the Western historians, scholars, they point to the fact that the Renaissance of the West was sparked by rising of the Ummah, the community under Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. So Muslim first level identified as natural instinct behavior. So Muslims on the first level is identified in natural instinct behavior. And the natural field, non-biological, we see the law of physics operating, matter and its properties, nature and her features, the natural phenomenon. Is that Muslim? Yes, according to our holy book, that itself is Muslim. So there is Muslim on that level. And in the biological world, I repeat, life is governed by instinct. Is that Muslim? Yes. Is there anything that is not Muslim? Yes, Satan, the devil, is not Muslim. But everything that is in the order, in the nature that God created, is Muslim. So Muslim second level identifies as moral conscience. Muslim is just nature law expressed on a human level. So on the second level, Muslim is identified in the tendency to establish moral references. Now here we have moved out of the purely physical, biological life, instinct, now into human life. And we are talking about moral preferences, moral conscience. So this moral sense, it is no stranger to the natural world. It is just expression on the human level. So we can come into a moral mind, a moral conscience, and we sense an urge, an urgency to establish what is right from what is wrong, to live by the moral principles. So this urge to come out of nature, it is the law progressing with the evolution of the matter. So the matter in its physical state, the matter in its biological state, the matter in its rational state or in its human form progressing. So Muslim first level identifies as natural law. Muslim second level identifies as instinct behavior. Muslim third level identifies as rational conscience. So the small life is natural, inherent, implicit in the natural life of the human being, which is of the human universe, universal order of matter and life. It makes me feel much more comfortable following a discipline in religion that I know has a real base in the universal scheme of reality. I do not know about the rest of the Muslim, but we feel much better. Now let us go and look again at the word Muslim and see what level are we on. Are we Muslims in the first, the second scene, or in the third scene? on the first level, every inanimate thing is a Muslim. Now, if you are on the second level now and you find yourself following intelligent patterns of behavior, but you are not doing it out of any respect for a moral code, you have not the moral code. You are not the moralist. You are not even concerned with morals as such, but you just find yourself following intelligent patterns of behavior. And if someone asks you why you behave that way, you are thrown off of your feet. And you will tell them why then you perhaps are a Muslim on the second level. So you are a Muslim like the bird, like the rat, the lion, the bear. You are instinctively a Muslim, but you are not yet a human. There is no human on those first two levels. I don't mean to be funny up here, but some of our conditions are funny. And I think I'm seeing people while I'm talking. I have met people who are on those levels. Though we are born a Muslim, we are not yet a human. We don't just want to be Muslim. The identity of us is human beings. We don't want the Muslim of the planet, Muslim of the sun, Muslim of the storm, Muslim of the river, a snake, a bear, a rabbit, or a bird. We want Muslim of a man. So that's the third level. Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, the Muslim or the third level. Abraham's a Muslim, or the third level. God sent prophets or Muslims on the third level, and their followers are people of the third level. Now, some people have a sense of what is morally right and wrong, and they follow the spirit of truth or righteousness in accord with what they sense is to be right. Is that right? So they do not have to be brilliant. They do not have to be Einstein. They do not have to be genius. They do not have to be intellectual. They are Muslims on the human level. But there are grades on the human level. Consciously Muslim because of moral motivation and perhaps law motivation only, but there is coming a time when the man becomes a Muslim because of intellectual motivation and moral motivation. And when he becomes a Muslim because of intellectual and moral motivation, he is qualified to be an imam, qualified then to lead Muslims to be Muslims, the teacher. So natural law is a manifestation of the will of the Creator. Animal building. Tell man you can do accurate things. Do you understand this word now, Muslim? This is a great honorable title. The previous scripture, the Bible says, the peacemakers shall be called the children of the Most High God. What does that tell us? That the highest aim in creation is obedience to the will and the law of the Creator. And that obedience begins with God says, be, and it was. Words begin to take on shape in the void. And they came under natural law. Natural law is nothing but a manifestation of the will of the Creator. Then that natural law manifests itself in the living matter that comes out of the dead matter, the biological creature, in the sense of the instinct. He obeys instinctively. And look how rich he is in knowledge on the strength of instinct. So the wolf can take mud and make a beautiful artistic design. The bee takes a wax and makes a beautiful, marvelous house with so much scientific wisdom in it, perfectly structured, air-conditioned inside. So this is the fact. This is science. Go to the school and learn how to sew. The spider never went to school, gets up and sews himself. A web, you say, hell, how did he get it so accurately? Geometrical and accurate. So you think man can tunnel? If you could take some kind of x-ray machine and look at the earth and see how the ant has tunneled himself through the earth and how he has underground farmed, whether he is farming under the ground. So this is an ant, and this is science. And we can go on talking about the marvelous world that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised out of the dead matter under instinct. Now, Europe is getting tricked. That is an invitation to us that you can do accurate things. You can make beautiful artistic work if you too will respect the will of God manifest in the law of the matter that he created. God, the science, that you may have life and have it more abundantly. What does the white man get all of the life? Why, pardon me, why does the white man get all of the life? Why can't you get some of the life? It is for every creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not just for the white man. Your father used to have more than Europe has, and your fathers were tricked, and they went to sleep, and Europe got ahead of everybody. And now Europe has been tricked and is going to sleep. Why don't you get up and catch up and outstrip them? Our goal is not to be a white man. Our goal is to be a Muslim man, to outstrip all records that they establish. Doesn't our Lord invite us to come into a race, into a moral competition, to achieve all that is excellent and good? Original man, I want to be the second, the third, and the final man. So the first and the last, some of us just want to be original saint. Oh, I just want to be original man. I don't want to be the original man no longer. Then it takes me to look at him and see which direction God put him in. And once I see the direction God put him in, I don't want to be the original man. I want to be the second man, the third man, and the final man. I want to keep improving stage by stage, step by step. I want to get there. They say he doesn't look original. He looks finished because the original is coarse and rough. And everything is seen original is coarse and rough. Society comes coarse and rough in its original state. But society grows into excellence that God intends for it. It becomes refined. What's good for us in the first, because we were anywhere in this content. Now we are in this frame of thought. So I guess the first was good for us in the first. Women complain heard in the surah. The Quran, surah 58, ayat 1, women who complain. I often say, look at an elephant, how big the body of an elephant is, and look at the size of his head. Now look at the donkey and look at the size of his head, a big head in comparison to the body. But the elephant, has a small head in comparison to the body. I wish Pastor Jeremiah Wright was hearing what I'm saying right now. The donkey can have 50 doctorate degrees. It doesn't make any difference. He's still a donkey because his head is too big in comparison to his body. Any of you ever heard of the big-headed scientist called Yaqub in the Nation of Islam's myths? Look at the human being's physical autonomy. From look how small our head is in comparison to our body. So the more evolved life in its less attended, you give your own intelligence, and the more attention you give the need that your intelligence was created to serve. And you have to make you have to make sure if you are going to make decisions that is going to affect the future of mankind on this planet Earth or our neighborhood congregation. Your decision should be made by Shura Benahum. You must meet with the best minds and characters. The more decent people must meet, even females can be included because we know that the whole chapter is named The Woman Who Complained. If she is heard in the Quran, Holy Scripture, you know she is supposed to be heard in our Shura. The Quran, Surah 58, Ayah 7, if there are two, I am the third. So the whole world could say, we don't like you. I will continue to do my best to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more company than the world, than the whole world. The whole world, they bore me. The whole world like a big empty tub. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not on my side, what do I need with graveyard company? I don't need graveyard company. My company is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when in that company of faithful people who trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that kind of love, oh, it seems as though the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just multiplies. Oh, yes, the more company we get, and we feel the same way. So it seems that the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so heavy there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if there is two of you, I am the third. And if there is three, I am the fourth. And if there is more, I am the next. How wonderful it is. The Quran, Surah 58, Ayah 7, no secret meeting of three, Allah is four. Matthew 18:20, two or three gathered, I am there. So before, he doesn't mean like you are before me. You are before God all the time. He's where you are all the time. So Muhammad, the prophet, present, and peace be upon him, said that if there is two of us, God is the third, and if any number above that, God is the next. So if there is 5 million and so people on this earth, God is with us. He is the next. Then add one more because there is God with us. So God is out there and God is right there. God is with us always, have been. No meeting. God doesn't mean you are going to go somewhere, go to Mecca, to the Kaaba, to meet God. He lives there. That's his residence. Let's get away from this childish kindergarten way of seeing things. The way to God is always the way of truth. Now understand that Al-Islam is a religion that revived interest in the exact sciences and also the other sciences, psychology and all others. Al-Islam awakened that interest in death and made it possible for the world to come out of darkness and grow into where it has grown today, to be the world appreciating the sciences and technology. That world had not been possible had it not been for the Quran. And Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, coming to bring the spiritual community back to their calling, their first calling, is a calling God gave Adam, and his calling was to be responsible for his own life and for the world around him. Group sits in dhikr, seeking God's guiding spirit. The Quran, Surah 58, Ayah 7, Allah is amongst the group. So you mean when we are interacting like we are now? Not necessarily when we are disconnected. That happens too, but when we are disconnected, because when we see ourselves disconnected, God has connected all of us. We are connected though we see ourselves not connected. So we are connected as light. But she is talking about like when we are sitting here, there are spiritual orders or spiritual devotional societies that meet together just for that purpose. They have it as their main function of their spiritual organization or spiritual group to meet together. Even Muslims do this. Meet together just for the purpose so that we will learn how to have patience and how to believe in the will and the spirit of God and how to set and have patience, reflect on God, reflect on his wonderful names, his purity, and reflect on his peace and come more into his peace so that we become peaceful, that the things that normally troubles us are not reaching us at that particular time. So we have separated ourselves from all troubles, and you are just dwelling in God's peace. I'm using these terms for what of other terms that you would perhaps understand better, to be in God's peace and to have peace and wait on him, not to ask for cake or ice cream or for a drink of water. Ask for nothing. Just be patient and wait on him. The Quran, Surah 58, Ayah 7, Allah is amongst the group. Question. I wonder if you could speak on something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us as divine revelation, but the world has turned us to listen to each other. Could you speak on the ability of people to listen to other people in the spiritual realm? Imam W. Dean Muhammad, you mean when we are interacting like we are now? Not necessarily. When we are disconnected, that happens too when we are disconnected, because when we see ourselves disconnected, God has connected all of us. So we are connected though we see ourselves not connected. We are connected as light. But she is talking about like we are sitting here. There's a spiritual order or spiritual devotional society that meets together just for that purpose. They have it as their main function of their spiritual organization or spiritual group to meet together. Even Muslims do this. Meet together just for that purpose so that we will learn how to have patience and how to believe in the will and the spirit of God and how to set and have patience, reflect on God, reflect on the wonderful names, his purity, reflect on his peace, become more into his peace so that we become peaceful, that the things that normally trouble us are not reaching us at that particular time. You have separated yourself from all trouble, and you are just dwelling in God's peace. I'm using these terms, but what of other terms that you would perhaps understand better, to be in God's peace and to have patience and wait on him, not to ask for cake and ice cream or for a drink of water. Ask for nothing. Just be patient and wait on him. And while you are waiting patiently, you are doing this in conjunction with other members in your immediate environment or circumstances. And if you do that, God brings great relief to your soul and spirit. And sometimes God enriches your mind and understanding. So you should wait on God to manifest in one of you his mercy and his blessings to that effect. So these spiritual orders believe that one person will speak sometimes. One will speak, and another will follow in different ones, will speak, who are witnessing this. They believe that when they speak, it is God. They are hearing and not themselves. So I said all that to point to people who have faith. First, you must have serious faith like those people who have practiced the kind of spiritual obedience and science, where they silence their own interests, pardon me, silence their own interests for the sake of knowing God. So we have to have faith, and we have to have patience, and we have to have that degree of seriousness to have what we need to listen to each other. The wisest of people, you can have a room full of PhDs, and they have trouble listening to each other. It is not a lot of knowledge that is needed to have us listen to each other. It is just a certain condition of the spiritual soul we need to be able to listen to each other. So we put God first and foremost, and we realize that what we have to offer is absolutely nothing. When it is seen in the light of what God has to offer us, and we don't think of ourselves so important, then we can shut our mouth for a while and listen to each other. The truth of real intelligence is that you will listen to others. That is one of the greatest signs and greatest evidence of a person being intelligent. They will listen to others. Anybody who has to talk all the time and is uncomfortable listening to another person, even though that person may be under you in knowledge or formal education. If you have no willing spirit to listen to them, your listening is flawed badly. Sister, you have to listen here. I love to listen. Encourage all of you to listen more than talk, than you talk. Listen a lot, talk a little. The Quran, Surah 59, Ayah 7, wealth not circulated in head of a few welfareth. Luke 10:30, Good Samaritan. Verse 6, okay. Verse 6, okay. And the neighbors who are near, okay. And the neighbors who are strangers, he says, companions by your side. When that's a bill, and the welfarer, when that's a bill. And the traveler, or like you say, child of the road, is a welfarer, child of the road. So it's not exactly a child of the road, because child of the road means a person who never had a home, like a person who's always been out of doors. But this means, yes, child of the road. See, is that Wanestabil means that they are homeless. So a person that stirred in the road, and those started in the road, yes, sir, some people just roam from place to place. What you call people like that? Vagabond. A vagabond. No, that's an ugly sense. And this is a good sense. Webnetsabil. It out of the time, because a long time ago, people used to be of the road and it was honorable. They would be traveling for work in different places, never settling down in any place. Or they would be traveling like the Bedouin, moving their whole community. But this person be traveling place to place, like maybe looking for income, but might be studying, pardon me, might be stranded tonight. He needs some place to stay until he can find a job in this place, you know? No, something like that. Not quite that either. And then some would just travel for education. That would be the way he get his education. He would travel to different places. He would get some information on certain scholars in such place. And he would travel all the way just to go to that scholar. And after he studied there, he would move on to another place. So there was many reasons why there were people of the road, you know. So really, this time has changed. So this meaning is no more the same to be applied, you see. I think if we put persons stranded in the road, I think it would be better, because it's a person that deserves some help. Okay, now here is a problem connected with hereafter, and it's changed its meaning long time ago. This word for host, pardon me, guest, for guest host. But the word is guest, right? Guest, plural. So this word, now a long time ago, it would be right. I mean, even in this connection, it would be good. It'd be all right. But now it's not. You know, this word used to mean like the good Samaritan, the man who needs help, the victim, in the parable of the Good Samaritan. So he was deified. He was deified. It's singular. I believe for this word, deified, means your guest or guests. Deified, but it means that the guest is on you at that time. So the guest is on you because of some need or some weakness of some kind. So really, in their thinking, in another society, it's good. But in our society, I don't think it's so good. So even their society now, they're changed. Deified, weak guests, stranded. Deified means a guest who is or who needs your support, needs your protection, pardon me, needs your protection. Yes, see? And you know the world, death means weak and sickly or something. So this deified is of that same word, but it is not a vice. It is not a weakness. Because of sickness, it is a weakness because of a situation. So your guest in other days was somebody who was stranded, like the welfare. So he is a victim of circumstances. Then he took him to the inn, and at the inn he became a deified, which is a singular of this word. He became a guest. So the guest was because of his weakness. There's some weakness, some need, you see. So he needed protection of the inn, right? So we don't want this kind of word. What we want is the other word that you use. You want visitor. And even if you go to another place, another city, and your host, some people, it still would be better to treat them as visitors. So this is deified. So what I would suggest is that you just get rid of all the Arabic and don't use the Arabic terminology, but use guests in English. That's right. Use host or hostesses. That's right. Use just the English. Host, hostesses, hospitality. And the treatment of the word. Okay, so just leave all the Arabic out. The Arabic word has a different meaning, and it should have been treated to if you're going to use English, you see. So you have to treat the Arabic word too. So the Arabic word, deified, comes from as he says, it won't quite fit what you want to do, you see. So because these people are not people who need your protection or stranded or something, although when somebody comes into your meeting, they are your responsibility. They get hurt in there, you are responsible. So they are in a weaker situation. They are your guests. They are in a weaker situation, but I think if we went into it and explained, put the English beneath the meaning, we could do it to the Arabic. So I say if we do it to the Arabic, we will have to trace it back, tendency on us or something, and we wouldn't want them to think like that, or you are conscious of them. Some things used to use in here is okay. In fact, the English, all this English is okay, but to treat the Arabic definition would be a problem, so we want to take all the Arabic out. The Quran, Surah 59, Ayah 2 to 5 and 9 to 14, War Conduct. Bukhari, volume 4, 25, 27 to 28, War Conduct. Long before the modern world took interest in preserving animal life, vegetation, trees, etc., environmental concerns, he told them how to conduct war. Don't harm women, children, elderly, religious houses. So the Quran, Surah 59, Ayat 19, forget God, he forgets you. Mesjid Masiba, Volume 11, page 54, Knowledge Lost, Possession Like Stray Beasts. Prophet Muhammad says science is the lost possession of the believer. And understand Muhammad, science lit the world again. It was lost because we became selfish, satisfied like fat-bellied Arabs who betrayed missions of al-Islam and began to wallow in the comforts of al-Islam, brought and forgot about the discipline. God says, if you forget me, I will forget you. Salakallahu ladeen, surely Allah speaks the truth. We will continue this next Wednesday and Thursday at 7 p.m., inshallah. It only means that it please God. Tomorrow is our beloved brother Imam Musa Muslim Aboy, the great-grandson of the Honorable Dr. Booker T. Washington. He's our technician, and he's a scholar. I ask you to listen to our brother. Once again, we thank New Africa Excellent Enterprise, Murad Speak, for allowing us to come before you once again, and we thank you, our honorable listening audience. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding. As I greet you in the Arabic language, As-salamu alaykum, peace be unto you, and thank you for listening.